Canada has updated its advice to those traveling to the United States, warning travelers they may face scrutiny from border guards and the possibility of detention if denied entry. An updated advisory issued Friday by Global Affairs Canada urges Canadians crossing the U.S. border to be forthcoming with officials in that country and to expect scrutiny that could extend to searches of electronic devices. The updated advisory notes that if denied entry to the U.S., citizens could be detained while awaiting deportation if they fail to meet entry-exit requirements. Individual border agents often have significant discretion in making those determinations, the advisory said. Expect scrutiny at ports of entry, including of electronic devices. Comply and be forthcoming in all interactions with border authorities. Frederick Demanche, a professor and director of the Ted Rogers School of Hospitality and Tourism Management at Toronto Metropolitan University, said in an interview that U.S. border officials have long had broad inspection powers, as do their Canadian counterparts. But according to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency, actual searches are quite rare. The agency said in 2024, less than 0.01% of arriving international travelers had their electronic devices searched. Let's remember that going to another country is a privilege, Demanche said. We are guests in another country, so they have the right to ask whatever questions they want of us. Ottawa updated travel advice to the U.S. in late March, informing Canadians and foreign nationals planning to stay for more than 30 days that they needed to register with U.S. officials, and that failure to do so could result in penalties, fines, and misdemeanor prosecution. That measure comes into force on April 11th. Other than the 30-day registration obligation, it's business as usual. The difference is that the border controls are becoming more scrupulous, Demanche said. Many Canadians have changed travel plans to avoid the U.S. over President Donald Trump's decision to impose tariffs and his repeated claims that Canada should become the 51st state. At least one institution, the Université de Montréal, put out a memorandum to staff and students about what to expect at the U.S. border and to take precautions, including leaving sensitive research data at home and to register with the school on a voluntary basis before travel. This is something that we have seen trending already in the past few weeks. There have been a number of media reports about people having trouble at the border, being increasingly asked to reveal their personal information, to open their computers or phones. We know also that some people have been detained, Demanche said. The bottom line is there is a travel warning to let Canadians know. The border officers in the United States are paying more attention and they're going to be more scrupulous, and as a result we as travelers need to be ready. The latest advisory also urges travelers to carry proof of status while in the U.S. Authorities may request proof of legal status in the U.S. at any time. Be prepared to show evidence of your legal presence in the U.S., the advisory says. They are also asking Canadians to be aware of new instructions as of February 2025 regarding visa applications. Canadians can typically stay in the U.S. up to 6 months without visas, but there are some exceptions. This report by the Canadian Press was first published April 5, 2025. Siddhartha Banerjee, The Canadian Press.